It's the Fred Nats On Deck pregame show. It is so great to be back in Myrtle Beach. Eric Bach joined by the voice of the Myrtle Beach Pelicans, Sam Wiederhaft. Second year in a row, we've made this trip, and the two hottest teams in the Carolina League right now. Pellies have won 9 out of 10. The Fred Nats have won 15 of 18. Sammy, so good to see you, my man.
Dude, thanks for coming to for the trip, man. Myrtle Beach is great. I'm excited that you guys are back here again, and really excited for this series. Like you said, two of the hottest teams in the league, and both teams playing really well at the right time at the very end of this first half. So excited to see what we got to see on the field this week.
You guys won the first half championship last year, chasing a first half championship again. Two-game lead for you right now. What flipped for the Pelicans to turn them from a 500 kind of middling team to a team that has the best record in the Carolina League?
Well, that's a good question. I think the hitting has really turned things around, especially on the power side of things. We were playing in Augusta last week, and that's typically known as a hitter's ballpark, and we hit 11 home runs that week, just absolutely annihilated the baseball. And then I think the bullpen's gotten a lot better. That was a big problem for us in the beginning part of this year was, getting great performances out of our starting pitchers, and then things kind of fell apart once we got to the bullpen. But I think the relievers have really stepped up as this season has gone on. They're getting more innings. They're getting more comfortable. And I think that's, allowing us to keep leads and then just letting our offense do what it does.
I echo that about the Fred Nats is that the turnaround started with the bullpen's turnaround. The offense has been there for most of the season. You guys, another year as a Chicago Cubs affiliate, ended up with the best record in this league in the first half last year. A lot of exciting prospects again this year. Can you kind of give Fred Nat fans the spark notes of who to watch on the Pelicans this week?
Well, absolutely. I think our most exciting player right now is going to be the Saturday starter in Jackson Ferris. Who's a top prospect in the Cubs organization, a lefty starter that was drafted out of high school, the second round pick by the Cubs last year, just a wipeout slider and a fastball that typically gets upper 90s. So he's an exciting player. Christian Hernandez, another top 10 Cubs prospect, who we've seen a lot of at shortstop. Now he's moving over to second base to kind of, take over that spot. But he's been a really exciting player. Moises Ballesteros behind the plate. That's a top 20 Cubs prospect who's had a really good year. Loves to work long at bats. He's only 19 years old, but really is trained well and doesn't really chase too much. Has a lot of power as well. And then Pedro Ramirez, who has really turned things around. He's a top 25 prospect, but started the year really slow. Went down to Arizona, figured some things out with his swing, and ever since he's gotten back, he's been unstoppable at the plate. So a lot of top-notch prospects to watch out for, and they're all kind of coming together and winning these ball games.
For sure. Talking with Sam Wiederhaft here, the voice of the Myrtle Beach Pelicans on the Fred Nats On Deck pregame show. We come here, and obviously it's a work trip, but we kind of treat it as a vacation trip. How do you differentiate between living here, between work versus play? Because I got to imagine it's a little hard.
You don't. it's a vacation town. There's so many fun things to do here. And, it really is a privilege to work in Myrtle Beach and have a spot where there's always things going on. And then also, work for a baseball team here and get to be a part of that that tourism push. So it's awesome. I love doing it. And there's never a bored moment here in Myrtle Beach.
Obviously, the Cubs are on Marquee Sports Network in Chicago. They air some of their affiliate games at all levels on Marquee Sports. You had one recently, didn't you?
Yeah, we've had, I want to say four or five this year, and we have one coming up on Sunday. But, that's a really cool partnership that we have with the Cubs and the fact that they own their own sports network, and we're able to broadcast games on there. And, it's great for us. We get to showcase the Pelicans, but it's also great for the Cubs fans because they get to familiarize themselves with these young 18, 19, 20-year-old kids that are hopefully going to be in Chicago at some point. So, I'm super grateful to be in the Cubs organization because Cubs fans really care about their prospects, and Marquee allows them to be able to watch them.
What is your – do you have a magic number as far as can you clinch the first half this week? I know you got a two-game lead, but yeah. What's the number?
So the magic number is going to be at 8 because we do have that two-game lead over Columbia. So there is – while it is slim, there is a chance that we could clinch. And it's kind of funny because we end the first half in Kannapolis, the same place that we ended the first half last year. So we clinched that first half on the final day of the first half last year over Charleston. There's potential for that to possibly happen again.
I guess it was a little bit of lazy scheduling from the Carolina League that we ended up here the same week, and you guys are going to Kannapolis next week. Sam Wiederhaft on the Fred Nats On Deck pregame show. 7:05 series opener tonight between the Fred Nats and Pelicans. Thank you, my friend, and have a great week.
Thank you, man. You too. Best of luck to you.